Welcome to TipTV Finance, where I'm joined by my guest, Ricardo Evangelista, who's the International Desk Manager at Active Trades. How are you today, Ricardo?
Good. Good morning, Zach. Very good.
Right. You're enjoying the cool London the weather. It's not quite up to your Dubai office, obviously.
No. I am enjoying the challenge of walking out in the in the freezing cold.
Well, apparently it's going to get worse, so you've got to prepare yourself.
Something to look forward to.
Right. I mean, you said before we came on that you wanted to get away from the from the obsessing over the level of euro dollar or the dollar yen and look at a different area, something which is related to trading but or could be related to trading in the future.
Yes, I think artificial intelligence. It's a topic that it's gaining more and more importance across many fields and certainly on the field of trading as well in the financial markets. So I think it would be a good topic for us to look into.
I mean, this is something I think probably in the early 90s when PCs first came along, it was algorithms and how to, you know, find the perfect algorithms to trade the market for you. Then there was a bit of neural network stuff as well. That was all very hip. And now the AI is the latest buzzword. But will it help help people make money or avoid losing money?
It's difficult to say because I think there's a lot of uncertainty about it. Although AI is now present in our lives, say for example, driverless cars, Siri, that sort of thing, we haven't been able to achieve that utopic idea of, maybe not so utopic, but the so far still utopic idea of the super intelligent machine. So until we get a clearer scenario of where we stand in terms of that, it's difficult to say if it will help people make money or lose money. It's certainly changing the way the industry works from the way the industry staffs the company, so many people are losing their jobs. Especially the more routine-based ones to artificial intelligence. Also, the actual trading itself is being carried out by algorithms. It's estimated, as you probably know, that 80% of the forex trading today is done by automated trading systems. So, as trading is supposedly a zero-sum game, it will help some making money and others lose, but we'll have to wait and see to try to have a clearer picture of how it will change the landscape of trading as a whole, from traders to the trading environments. It'll be interesting to see how this will affect the regulatory environment as well. From the way it is done, etc. So we can see, for example, today the great numbers of people that take advantage of online trading and how that sort of replaced the numbers that used to work in the trading pits. So technology caused the fundamental change there. Trading houses used to employ many people. They don't anymore, but on the other hand, there's employment being created through different channels, for example, firms that today offer online trading like Active Trades.
So basically we're in a situation where it's a very changing landscape, but in a way we're almost back to square one, that you have somebody sitting at home trying to work out where the market's going, either using an algo or their own analysis or reading the paper, but still it's the technology changes, but the game remains the same.
The game remains the same for now. It's difficult to envision exactly where this revolution will take us, because there's definitely a revolution going on, and the concerns about this future, this uncertainty generated by artificial intelligence. You see, many people talk about the impact it's having in a job market, for example. So I suppose there will be a level of regulation being thrown into the equation, and there will be some need to control the effect it will have, because otherwise it will be a case of the survival of the fittest. So whoever has the most powerful machine or access to the latest technology will have an advantage over everybody else.
But that's we assume that because we sort of think, well, you know, George Soros, he must have, you know, he can pay for the fastest PC and the cleverest people. But then again, he lost $1 billion betting against a Trump rally, let's say. So you can have all this stuff, but in the end, it's the human touch.
Yes.
Which outdoes even artificial intelligence or anything else. And the other thing is, if for many people, given the way they trade, if somebody said, if a computer calls you up or sends you a message saying today the DAX is a sell or dollar yen's a sell, and you look at the chart and you look around and you say, well, this doesn't look like a sell at all. Hmm. And the time is when it's going to be right, or the times when the human will say it's wrong. I mean, it's very difficult to follow a system of any kind, whether it's algo or based in any other way.
I think as I mentioned just now, it's still work in progress. So the technology is still evolving, and the way we will adapt to the change is still to come. We can look from a historical perspective, and it is clear that every time there's been a major revolution in technology, say for example in the 1700s with the steam machine, many people thought that would be the end for manual labor. Mm. However, what happened was that it just made the production of cloth, for example, much cheaper. Therefore, there was more desire for it in the market, and the number of weavers actually increased. So there will always be a need for the human element there. We need to figure out exactly what it's going to be. Will it be a regulator? Will it be sort of an analyst? Will it be an emotional thermometer? I don't know.
Well, I'm quite sure that neither of us can ever be replaced because we are irreplaceable human beings. Ricardo Evangelista, International Desk Manager at Active Trades. There'll always be a need for an International Desk Manager with a human face.
And the dentist as well.
Yes, exactly.
It's quite irreplaceable, right, too.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.